All right, guys, welcome back to the Anime Podcast, and this is the end of the year. 2019 is coming to a close in just a couple of minutes for me. You might have experienced it by the time after you listening to this, but I just want to let you guys know, Happy New Year's. I wish you guys a prosperous 2020, but let's get into this episode. Now, I'm going to give you guys my personal pick, two favorite animes, two best animes for 2019. And I've already spoken about one of them already on here multiple times, and that's Demon Slayer. The other one is Vinland Saga. These are two of the best anime adaptation of mangas that I've read in 2019. And easily some of the best, two of the best animes that I've watched this year. Now, I want you guys to understand that art is very subjective, so you might have your difference of opinion with me suggesting that these are two of the best animes. You know, you might disagree, and that's fine. But I'm giving you my personal opinion, right? And I'm going to tell you why. Now, for one, Demon Slayer, the anime was superb. When I say superb, I'm not exaggerating. The anime was top-notch. Very, very, very top-notch. It was so good and so beautifully adapted from the manga source material that the author even cried when she reacted to episode 19. As well as the anime pushed Demon Slayer to become the number one selling manga in 2019. It was also one of the most searched terms in the anime fandom in 2019. That's how much of an impact Demon Slayer had for 2019. And so I really have to give props to it. And I enjoyed it thoroughly. Right? And I also enjoyed the manga. And I can't wait for the movie that's going to be coming out in 2020. Now, Vinland Saga, it's perfect for someone like me. You know, Vinland Saga was what Berserk anime should have been like. You know, that brutal, you know, prehistoric fighting type of, medieval type of shit. That's what Berserk should have been like, but unfortunately it wasn't. But Vinland Saga is the perfect type of anime for someone like me. I absolutely love these medieval, prehistoric, historical stuff, like in TV shows, dramas, movies. I just love that type of content. You know, it's almost like experiencing history, right? So I love those type of content, and most importantly, I love the Viking story, because Viking was on TV historically, yeah, with Ragnarok. Oh, that shit was awesome, right? But most importantly, the animation was great, the story was superb, and they touched on a lot of philosophical topics. You know what it means to be free, strength, what was true strength, and stuff like this. And these are themes and things that, you know, can really dig deep. You know, so in other words, these two at the Vinland Saga was not a superficial anime that was, you know, fluffed up and all of these things. It was a real art piece that was really prying into humanity. You know, showing you guys are gazing to what it's like to be a human being or stuff like that, something like that, you know, I would like to say. So, these are my two top picks for 2019 best animes. Again, this is Vinland Saga and Demon Slayer. If you guys have not yet watched it, watch any of these animes and you're listening to this, make sure you go check it out. If you have watched it and you agree with me, thank you guys. Follow me wherever you're listening to this podcast. And if you disagree, again, that's fine. Art is very subjective. And if you have a difference of opinion when it comes to art, that's also fine. There's no right answers. That's what they will say. But I believe I'm perfectly correct. And so, you guys are wrong if you don't believe me. Anyway, that's it for this episode. And I'll see you guys in the next one.